Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Something happened to me yesterday. It wasn't something that just happened to me. I mean, I kind of made it happen. And I told Riggins about it when I left this meeting I was in. I called him and I was like, girl, wait till I tell you. But I purposely didn't tell Lindsay or Rob because I wanted to get their opinion about what it was. So yesterday I had to go into the big city of Charlotte and have a meeting with businessmen. It was a businessman lunch, you know, doing business. Right. Important business.
In the city.
Yeah. Now, I knew one of the men's already, one of the businessmen's. The other businessman I was just meeting for the first time. And we're chatting it up. Very nice guy, whatever. And it was at a brewery place. And I asked the server, I said, what do you have that's closest to, say, a Miller Lite? That's what I usually do at these places. And he was looking at me because he's from LA and I thought he was maybe thinking, look at this redneck. He doesn't, you know how to order a beer in a brewery. He doesn't know his beers. So I've always wanted to find these types of beers that I like, but I haven't been able to find one. Everywhere I go, you know, I used to never be able to find one. About the last couple of years, I can find beers in places that I like. I said, I think they've been changing a little bit where they make beers that are closer to a domestic light beer. And he goes, yeah, I've noticed that. He goes, they're also serving a lot of Mexican lagers as well. And I said, oh, really? I wonder how much they can drink. He looks at me like, what? Huh? I said, yeah, you know, I'm from central Louisiana and it's a big logging community where I'm from. But we never had any Mexican guys that worked, you know, on the log trucks and stuff like that. And he still was just like.
You threw him for a loop.
He was kind of. So then later on in the conversation, he said something about, you know, he was talking about his family and everything. He mentioned that he had two adopted Mexican sons. And then I started thinking, well, did he think I was saying something derogatory about Mexican people? Because I wasn't.
Yeah, no.
Or was it that somebody with my accent that says the word Mexican, you're just on guard. Okay, what is he about to say? What is he going to say that's offensive?
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, or is he just sarcastically challenged and he didn't get the joke? But I don't think he was. I mean, he was nice and, you know, kind of fun guy.
Yeah, no. It's probably the second one.
You thought I was going to say something offensive?
Yeah, I think you probably nailed that one. From L.A., not used to the
No, I accent. Think he's from L.A. He's sarcastically challenged.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's that then.
Yeah. I mean.
I don't know. But, I mean, I thought it was a funny line.
Yeah, I did too.
I got it immediately. And if I got it.
Wow. I wonder how much they.
Did you revisit it at any point?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because once you try to explain it away, it almost sounds worse.
Yeah, at that point, I was kind of rushing through everything because I was like, I can't wait to call Rick.
Like, we can't let this guy back in here.
It was almost like he was going to go, oh, well, I was about to say.
Oh, you know,
people, I'm about to say.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So my new thing is trendy, comfy two-piece sets. So like a sweatshirt, sweatpants, workout pants, a cute sweatshirt. Wear Playground has all of the comfy, trendy clothes. I'm obsessed with their clothing. I have a few things from them now, and I'm telling you, you have to check it out. It's not only great quality, but they're so comfortable. And the workout pants are not too tight around the waist, which I hate. They don't fall down while you're working out. You're going to love everything Wear Playground has to offer. So check out Wear Playground. Use code TJ for a discount. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I figured out what I'm going to start doing for the camera. You know, we got cameras in here, and I said the other day when I watched it, it looked weird when that thing's playing, those things like that, saying back to the show, you know.
Yeah.
I think on those that names us in the thing, like TJ, Riggins, I'm going to do like they do on news programs, like the television news, when they'll say, you know, for example, with live at 5 with TJ. And then they just turn and look at the camera all serious with TJ. Mm. And then you could do it your way. And then everybody else.
That's good. I like that.
Uh-huh. Except for Rob, because he won't turn his camera on where he is, and people want to know why. I'll tell you why. Because he says that would cost us more to pay him.
Yeah,
to see his pretty face.
There's a fee attached to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
I'm willing to do it. Just give me some money.
My wife's birthday was yesterday, old girl, and I don't think. And then Lindsay, you fall into this category as well. When the woman's birthday falls close to Mother's Day, I mean, they're back to back. I think that should be separated some. So we could just do away with Mother's Day. Would be the only way to fix that.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. So, I guess since I get that huge discount at Cozy Earth.
Sure.
I don't know why they even charge me at all for stuff. As much stuff as I sell for them, that ought to be part of the commission that I get. Just a run of one of whatever I want ever.
Yeah.
For life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
Cozy Earth contacted us. They were like, what is he doing? They were like, what is he doing to sell all these items? I don't know. He's just TJ. He's just being himself.
I'm bringing the honesty. And I'm saying, I didn't really want to endorse your company.
Yeah.
Which I didn't. I was like, that's some Oprah stuff. It's Oprah's favorite things. Cozy. Yeah. That one. Cozy Earth. I said, no. No. And then they sent me, that blanket that I keep talking about all the time. And I said, okay, well, this is really cool. And then I looked at their other stuff. And I was like, all right. As a favor to them.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I said, but I hear them being endorsed all over the place by, you know, these national radio shows and stuff. I want a bigger discount for our people. Mm-hmm. So that's why you get 41% off when you go to Cozy Earth and order whatever and use TJ as the code. So go to tjriggins.com/deals and then go to Cozy Earth, use TJ as the code. But anyway, that's not why I was getting into this. I was just trying to say that if I order Cozy, because my wife told me, you said a big deal at Cozy Earth, such a big shot over there. Why don't you get da-da-da-da? So again, going back to even telling me what to get her for Mother's Day.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know,
she wants just to control that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame her though. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
For her birthday, one of the things I got her was a tabletop Miss Pac-Man game. She had no idea that was coming. They don't have that at Cozy Earth. I got that at like Target or something.
Yeah.
That's a good gift.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
What is New Radio? New Radio is community. In ACE's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ACE to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the New Radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, before we get to the top stories, I forgot to mention this earlier. There's going to be a huge announcement Monday on the show, a huge announcement, and you're going to be all giddy from it and maybe even teary-eyed. We don't know. Could be. It's up to you as to how you react to it, but it is a big announcement Monday. Don't miss it. We'll give you more details later on.
So that is certainly one of the top trending topics in our world.
Yeah.
In your world, too. Justin Bieber back in the news. He's now encouraging people to not purchase any merchandise or items from Drew House, his clothing label slash lifestyle brand. And he seems to be really upset. I, Justin Bieber, am no longer involved in this brand. Drew House doesn't represent me or my family. If you're rocking with me, the human Justin Bieber, don't waste your money on Drew House. He posted on Instagram. So.
If you're rocking with me.
If you're rocking with me, yeah. The human Justin Bieber.
The human
Bieber.
One, yeah.
Is there a non-human Justin Bieber?
Yeah, this corporate billboard of a Justin Bieber that this company is putting out there.
That's right. Mm.
But you know what? Calling what you have, your products, a lifestyle brand, then that to me tells me I don't need to do business with you.
Oh, there's so many lifestyle brands. Mm. I'm working on my lifestyle brand. Like, what is your lifestyle?
So what's it called? Drew Hill?
Drew House.
Drew House. Okay.
I wish.
Drew Hill. Would love that. So Justin Bieber back in the news. The top trending topic at the moment, a really sad story, this helicopter crash in New York City. It was a tourist sightseeing helicopter, broke apart in midair Thursday afternoon. Only spent about 18 minutes in the air. It took off from a helipad in New York City around 3 p.m. It was a family of five on board, along with the pilot. So six people passed away, including three children. A married couple and their kids just from Spain looking to take a sightseeing tour around New York City. And as it went towards the Statue of Liberty, it broke apart in the air and crashed into the Hudson River.
My wife will not even slightly consider a helicopter tour like that, a tourist tour or anything. She will not get in a helicopter no matter what.
Yeah.
Because it comes up all the time where we could be taking helicopter rides all over the place.
It does.
Yeah, and she's just like, no. Say, but it'd be so much easier to get to Walmart.
Yeah. It's just terrible. And so, you know, you just pray for this family. Mm. You're from Spain. They just wanted to go tour New York City in a helicopter with their little kids. It's really heartbreaking.
That's sad. Super sad.
So that is the top trending topic at the moment. The Masters kicked off yesterday. A lot of people making a big deal out of this amateur that's 21 years old who's playing the Masters, peeing in the creek.
Yeah.
And he may face some reprimands from the Masters officials.
He said, I forgot they have bathrooms.
I forgot. I didn't realize they were right next to me, so I went and peed. Yeah. And I think most people didn't see me. So, you know, you're on a not on a public course, but there's the public is around.
Mm-hmm.
It's just and there's crazy. Videos. I mean,
it only takes one person to see you and get a video of it. Then the world sees you.
Yeah.
Right.
And you think as a 21-year-old professional golfer or amateur golfer, you'd have so much respect for the traditions there, but that just seems very disrespectful to the, the tour and the tournament. But we'll see what happens.
Good manners.
It's just terrible manners on top of all of it. So, it's a national holiday today that I think only TJ will be able to understand. We'll get to it now.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, today is National 8-Track Day.
Oh, yeah.
8-Track. I had to look it up. Is it 8? I didn't know what it was called. It's an 8-Track. Why do they call it an 8-Track? Because it had 8 tracks on it?
Yeah. I think it's because of the type of tape it was that the recording device... It was reel-to-reel machines, like tape machines.
Yeah.
And it had 8 tracks that recorded, not tracks like a song being called a track.
Oh, okay.
There were 2 tracks, 4 tracks, 8 tracks. You know, that's what it was recorded on,
yeah.
An 8-track recorder.
Would you typically get 8 songs, though, on an 8-track?
No, you get more than that.
You would get more than that.
Yeah.
This is what they look like. Is that an accurate representation?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly what it is.
Now... speaking about our dear brother Ace, he loved listening to records. And I always thought that was the dumbest thing. I'm like, why do you listen to a record? He's like, because you can hear different things when you listen to it on record.
That crackle that it has. Like, okay, well.
I don't get that. Yeah. We got CDs and we got iPods on your iPhone, you know, digital music tracks. Mm-hmm. But he said there was something special about listening to a record. Do you feel the same way about 8-tracks?
Lord, no. They were awful. Awful. Because what would happen is, you'd be in the middle of a song and it would be at the end of that track. You know, they called them tracks. It was A and B side basically. But I think they had 4 different groups of music from the same album. And it would be in the middle of a song and just go out and skip to the next track and then pick the song back up halfway through. There was no rewinding on it. If you wanted to hear a song again, you had to choo, 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 go around and start that track over to listen. Maybe you had to listen to 3 songs to get to the one you wanted to hear again.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it was not convenient at all. When cassettes came out, now that was what I was into.
Yeah.
Because 8 tracks went out when I was little.
Yeah.
But I remember having them in the car with my mom and dad listened to them in the car.
Yeah.
But when cassettes came along and you could rewind and fast forward and pause and all, you're like, whoa.
No way.
Yeah, if you wanted to pause an 8-track, yeah, just pull it out.
That's crazy. Lindsay, you never saw 8-tracks, right?
No, I've never even seen one.
Do you remember purchasing cassettes?
Oh, absolutely. My first cassette tape.
What was it?
Ace of Base, The Sign.
Yeah.
This was all in one haul. Mariah Carey, where she had the real curly hair.
The debut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1990 or 91.
91, probably.
Something like that.
91. And then Janet Jackson, where she had the real big curly hair.
Ooh.
Was that Control? Or that was from like 87 was Control. Rhythm Nation, maybe?
Rhythm Nation. Possibly. Okay. So those 3 in one. I said, I got to go get these 3.
That's a pretty solid cassette haul. Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, and Ace of Base, maybe. But
Ace of Base was the single, The Sign.
You bought the cassette
single.
The ca-single.
Yeah.
The single. Yeah.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so nobody's way into 8-tracks anymore,
no,
right?
No.
Everybody's way moved past it. Do you still cherish a CD?
No. I like the digital stuff.
You like new stuff.
Yes. Always like new stuff.
Very good. We got the week interview coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Ooh, and I like it. So, Brother Riggins is going to bring the special music this morning.
He's in charge of our music department here at the church.
He's our youth pastor and our music director. And he's bringing us a special message today in song. All right, so Riggins makes funny stuff about what's gone on in the world over the past week and what's gone on behind the scenes and in front of the scenes on the TJ and Riggins show. It's the Week in Review. Go!
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. It was Jody's birthday yesterday. It was her usual birthday affair. She went to brunch with some of her girlfriends and then did mushrooms and shot a bear. Oh, oh my gosh. So this week we celebrate Jody from Louisiana by way of Indiana. If someone plotted out my move like that, I'd say, no, thank you, you silly banana. a couple of hit or misses in here. She's accomplished so much already. Overcoming obstacles and clearing bars. She bagged a star on his rise to the top. She should be thanking her lucky stars.
Yes.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
The Masters kicked off this week. Hopefully the weather cooperates. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. Until you leave the gates, trust me. Today is National Submarine Day. I love sub sandwiches way too much. And then I found out it's referring to a boat that goes underwater, and then I didn't care as much.
Who does?
No one. Yeah, Gayle King and Katy Perry are heading to space on Monday. They're pretty excited from what I can tell. Honestly, with those two idiots, it sounds like a long car ride from hell.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Passover kicks off tomorrow, and it always makes me smile. I look forward to Passover because it means our business manager, Adam, shuts up for a while. Tomorrow is National Grilled Cheese Day. You are officially notified, but I liked them better when I was four with a dang go-gurt on the side. Grow up.
Yes.
Lindsay scheduled an endoscopy and a colonoscopy, and maybe I'm just naive, but I've spent some time on the internet. That's called a spit roast, I believe. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review.
It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Yay. Amen.
Very good.
Amen.
Very good. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. And yeah. Lindsay was on my mind yesterday, and it just so happens we got contacted by one of Lindsay's ex-boyfriends.
Oh.
Yeah, and he doesn't sound too happy. We'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
I'm not in the business of telling people how to live their lives, but I will say it probably makes sense to go sign up for TJ Riggins Prime soon, tjriggins.com/prime, because they get things first. They hear announcements first, things like that. I'll just leave it at that.
Right. Maybe even big announcements that are coming Monday.
Maybe even big announcements that are coming on Monday. So it would be smart to get signed up at tjriggins.com/prime. It's totally free. Or you can check out Prime Plus, where we have the audio, commercial-free audio and video. Check it out. So, Lindsay, you've had you've been with your husband now for a long time, almost a decade, eight years, mm-hmm. Married, but together for
about 10 years.
Yeah,
total.
About 10 years. But then before that, she had dated a guy for a long time that we all knew. He was a nice guy. And then before that, she was in another long-term relationship. You haven't had a lot of boyfriends. Is that correct?
Here and there. I mean, I don't know about what's a lot.
What, but he means the long-term relationship kind of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had sporadic ones before that, months there.
I think it's one of those guys that you dated for a short period of time when you were much younger, has reached out to us on social media. Are you aware of this? Did you see this message?
No. I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to give out his name, but this is just what he wrote because he's clearly still in his feelings about it. Lindsay, congratulations. You got exactly what you wanted. You left. And somehow the world kept on spinning like I didn't even exist. That's the part that stings the most. Knowing that losing me wasn't even a bump in your road. I wasted more time than I care to admit replaying our conversations, dissecting every word you ever said, like there was some hidden meaning I had missed. But there wasn't, was there? Just empty phrases, pretty lies wrapped up in a gorgeous smile. And the kind of carelessness that only someone truly indifferent can pull off. I wonder sometimes, do you ever look back? Do you ever think about me and feel even the slightest twinge of regret? Of course not. That would require something you never had, an actual conscience. It's pathetic, really, me sitting here writing this, still tangled up in something you walked away from like it was a bad habit you finally decided to kick. But don't worry, Lindsay, I learned my lesson. Next time, I'll be the one walking away first.
Ooh. Ooh,
boom! Next time. Lindsay!
Bam!
What did you do to this guy?
I don't know. I broke his heart.
I guess so.
He used that buzzword that really lets you know that he, not only he understands where you're coming from, but it also ripped him to his soul. And that word is indifference.
Indifference.
Because the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
That's the way people feel now.
Yeah.
I hate that he feels that way.
Doesn't sound like
it. You don't even remember his name. That's how indifferent you are.
Well, you broke his heart. Does that make you feel good or feel bad?
Probably good, because I'm sure there was a reason.
Yeah, well, that's a good way to look at it.
But through all of that, I'm surprised you didn't pick out the one good part, was that he said you had a gorgeous smile. So
yeah.
I did. I've got that up here.
I figured she would have latched onto that. Well, he said I had a gorgeous smile.
You got to find the good and the bad, I guess.
That's why he's still hung up.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, I know this sounds nitpicky and stupid to your average person, but it drives me nuts. And a big part of why people listen to this show is because they want to know about my personal feelings.
Yes.
What makes me tick and talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So here it is. The biggest story in sports right now is the Masters tournament. Okay. And I have heard professional journalists say the Masters are going on right now. The Masters are wrapping up for the day and whatever. The Masters is a singular subject. It's the Masters tournament. So it's a tournament. So you would say the Masters is wrapping up, or Masters is going on right now. Mm-hmm. And it just infuriates me. You hear me? I'm like, hey.
It just sounds weird to say it like that. The Masters. No, that one doesn't sound bad. What's the other one that's plural, but... Oh, like the
Panthers is my favorite team.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, that just sounds weird to say it like that. Yeah,
is the Panthers playing today?
You know,
because it's one team. It's the subject of the sentence is the one team.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't say the Panthers are playing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what's even worse is when you hear somebody talking about Alabama's football team and they'll say, the Tide are playing today without their starting quarterback. Or, no, the Crimson Tide is the name of the team. One team.
Yeah.
It's just like this monkey story. And I think a lot of this is coming from teachers not teaching the right stuff in school anymore. They're teaching more about sexuality and things like that than they are about, you know, common grammar. Here's a story. A chimp at a zoo in Kansas gave birth via C-section on Monday, and they shared a video of her meeting her baby for the first time. She tragically lost another baby in 2022, but her new daughter is doing great. Zookeepers named her whatever. okay, she didn't meet her baby. You can't meet someone. She saw her baby. She had an encounter with her baby for the first time. But when you meet someone, it's, hi, how are you? And they say, nice to meet you. It's a back and forth. Mm. So you can't meet something that doesn't even know what you are. And the other one is, it's not her daughter. Said she and her daughter are doing fine.
Right.
No, it is her, the girl baby monkey. It's not a daughter.
What?
It is not. A daughter has to be a human.
Does it? Yes. I didn't know that.
Does it? Yeah. I didn't know that either.
A son can't be just an animal?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a daughter. A daughter is a person.
Okay.
Oh, good to know.
You're right.
I don't believe you.
Okay. Look it up. Go to dictionary.com. I bet it says a human, a female offspring.
Still has
a female word. Offspring of an animal is a daughter.
Oh. Where are you getting that?
Google.
Go to dictionary.com.
I love that.
Webster's or something. I don't know. Webster's is they're not honest a lot of times. Either way, it's been a female human through all time. So now it's not monkeys. Just because you say it's a monkey. It's not.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Crazy, crazy story from a middle school in Sarasota, Florida. Listen to this now. So a 13-year-old student, boy, is sent to the vice principal's office for behavioral correction, right? He's not acting right. Gets sent in there. Now, the vice principal or assistant principal's name is Dr. Kiva Lark, and she's 53. So she's trying to teach him a lesson, and according to the story, and she says, okay, well, since you don't have anything better to do with your hands, because maybe he was, hitting somebody or whatever, I don't know, then come over here and rub my feet.
What?
What?
Yeah. So she goes over, I guess, where he's sitting on the couch or where she throws her legs up into his lap. And according to two witnesses and the victim, Lark told him to rub her feet and then said he wasn't rubbing her feet correctly, was scolding him because he wasn't rubbing her feet correctly, and demonstrated how she would prefer to be massaged by rubbing his arm and shoulder. Like, this is how you're supposed to do it.
Ew.
And then another coworker and witness heard her tell him to rub her feet like he loved her. Rub your feet like you love me.
Whoa, no.
And then another one told detectives that that she told the witness that that she crossed the line during the incident. I did cross the line. And then during an interview with the victim, he said that she had referred to him previously as sexy chocolate.
Oh, dear.
No.
While passing him in the hallway.
Sexual chocolate.
Sexy chocolate.
What a freak.
Sexual chocolate.
What in the world?
And so she may have already, I don't know whether she's been fired or suspended for, more investigation or whatever. So
that right there would keep me out of the principal's office.
Yeah. So maybe that was, she was fired, but there was something in there that, that she said, you're never going to be able to treat a woman or be with a woman if you don't know how to do these, and refer to it as play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whoa. And how old was the child?
13.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So probably eighth grade if you're in middle school. Mm-hmm. 13 is eighth grade.
I'm going to be honest. If that didn't straighten him up so quick, I will never do anything to come in here again.
Right. And that's not to say he's not a behavioral problem at school. But yeah, it is to say that that's not how you handle a behavioral problematic right. student.
No.
What a weirdo. Mm.
Sexy chocolate. You got to straighten up so this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
But I would like to have that nickname, but sexy vanilla doesn't have quite the ring to it, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Mm. That could be sexy mocha in the summer. You know, it's coming along. I get when I turn into LeBronzed.
That's right. Yeah. That works.
Be sexy mocha. Why not?
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. I'm going to start this with an explanation. Just so nobody gets all crazy during the segment here. I am not making fun of anybody. I'm not going to ask this question as a joke. It's merely something that I've wondered, and I think it's interesting. Okay?
Okay, TJ.
All right. So I was in a conversation the other day, and it came up about how, you know, I have sleep problems and whatever. And the person said, "What, do you talk in your sleep?" And I said, "Well, I mean, I have, but that's not, you know, a major thing." And then I started thinking about how I get kind of creeped out when somebody's talking in their sleep. You know, it can be weird and, you know. And then I thought, if you're deaf and you communicate with sign language, do you talk in your sleep ever? Like, do you sign in your sleep if you're having a nightmare or something like that? Do deaf people sign in their sleep rather than talk?
It's actually a really good question.
I would say yes, but I don't know.
Yeah, but that just is the kind of stuff that I know it's weird, but the kind of stuff I think about. The only thing I could find is that they said that it has been reported that they do.
Okay.
Yeah. You brought in a story one time about deaf people dreaming and like they have conversations, but it's in sign.
Uh-huh.
I think is what it was.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that's, they're communicating.
Right.
Signing while they're sleeping. That'd be crazy to see though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're sleeping next to them.
Yeah. The hand, you know, that like if the, I don't know.
Well, it's creepy to see people sleepwalk. It's kind of the same thing where you're doing movement in your sleep.
Yeah. I'm sure that I act out eating in my sleep.
Eat fried chicken. Like,
or like
big
corn.
Burgers. Like,
Eating tacos, turning your head to the side.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if I had done that, I would know about it. Because my wife was like, "What are you doing, freak?"
Yeah. They got my order wrong again.
Mine would be scraping onions off of something that I didn't want.
Asking for more ranch that they forgot the first time.
Yeah.
Or any ranch that they were supposed to bring.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins follows this crazy person on the social medias. And he sends me clips every now and then when the person's doing something extra crazy. The other day, he sent a clip where this crazy, weird, he describes himself as an environmental activist and naturist or whatever. He goes up to show the superfood and he grabs a pine tree limb and pulls it down to his face and tilts his head back like he's drinking water from a fountain that's coming down. And he starts tapping on a pine cone and all of this pollen just falls into his mouth. He's got his mouth open and he's eating pollen. It's the most, and he does like three pine cones in the video. He's like, and his face is covered in that yellow pollen and all over his mouth, and he's like, it's a little chalky. He looks like he's disgustingly dirty, just crazy. So then this morning he sent a video of the guy. He had taken a half gallon jug and filled it with raw milk and buried it, but didn't bury it deeply into the ground. It was just where a dog could easily have dug it up, you know, and he pulls it out and had been sitting there for 2 weeks in this dirt.
In the LA sun.
Yeah. And he drank it.
Drank it.
He said, oh, okay. And he smelled it and he said, oh, it's sour. It's sour. And then he turns the jug up and starts drinking it. And he was talking about how sour milk has certain enzymes in it and all of this stuff. But can you even imagine taking 2 week old milk that it didn't even have to be out in the sun, just out of the refrigerator in the house and drinking it?
Yeah. You know how foul that is when you open some out of date milk. This has been out in the sun for 2 weeks in the dirt. And it's raw milk on top of that. You know, it's like unpasteurized milk, whatever. But yeah, outside buried in the hot sun.
And then he has the gall. This is what really gets to me. He has the gall to tell everybody that it tastes great.
Tastes great. A little sour, a little funky.
I get if you're doing it, just show that you can, but don't say that it tastes great.
You're a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be pulling our chains.
He said a little sour.
Just a little.
A little sour.
Yeah. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So the Masters are the top trending topic. The four-day golf tournament has begun in Augusta, Georgia. And a lot of guys are going to be very tied up this weekend. A lot of husbands and dads, and a lot of women for that matter, are way into the Masters. You'll see a lot of people wearing the shirt that they bought at the Masters. Cause that's apparel is you can only buy it at Augusta. They don't sell it online. So there's a bunch of TikToks of people talking about how much they've spent in the clubhouse or the gift shop.
Yeah.
$5,000 umbrellas, cups, shirts, pullovers. They spend thousands of dollars on just merch.
Are they going to resell it though?
Some people might, but it is definitely a symbol. When you see somebody wearing a Masters shirt, you go, oh, it's like an icebreaker. You're like, oh, you've been there. Tell me about your experience at the. So people kind of take a lot of pride in having that stuff.
I like the green. Not such a fan of the yellow.
It's bright yellow.
I don't like that. Very we should help yellow. Them out with that.
We'll get on the board. They would probably love to have you.
Oh my God. Can you imagine how boring that would be to be part of the people who make decisions about golf? How boring it would be for me.
I'd
be
like, oh. Probably not exciting for you.
Yeah, because I'd be bringing up things like, hey, you know that yellow is a hard color to pull off.
Yeah. Would you wear the green jacket that the winners wear? You would wear that. I always thought that was kind of funky. Like, it's hard to pull off.
But they don't wear it out places. They only wear it like a Hall of Fame football jacket when they're doing events and stuff with other people in the jacket. And doesn't it have that yellow patch on it?
It does not.
It doesn't?
I don't think so. No, I think it's just plain straight green.
Okay, well, if it had a patch on it that had that yellow in it, I'd have that removed.
You'd have it taken off.
Yeah.
Make it your own. No to that. Exactly. So Masters top trending topic today. And the other top trending topic is a much more somber story. This sightseeing helicopter crashed in the Hudson River yesterday afternoon in New York City. A family of five, a married couple and their three kids along with a pilot passed away as this helicopter just disassembled in the middle of the air.
Yeah, it's bad.
About 3:30 and crashed into the Hudson River. So, yeah, really somber, sad story. But hopefully the investigation continues the way it needs to so we can figure out what happened up there. But a lot of people are definitely sketched out to fly, much less, flying a helicopter.
And fly over the Hudson River at that.
Yeah. I'm sure they do hundreds of these tourist
they do
things a day. But yeah, it's just super sad. So we'll find out what happened there as the days go on. We've got something much, much more lighthearted and fun coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
TJ, you are a proud Southerner. Are you a user of the phrase bless your heart, or is that more of like a female thing? Do you ever say bless your heart?
Yeah, I do, but I don't do it in a sarcastic way. You know, a lot of people who aren't Southern think, you know, they hear that it's the Southern way of insulting somebody or being sarcastic.
Right.
But there are several uses for it, and the original use is thrown out all the time.
Okay.
When it means God bless your heart because you, you're having troubles or something, and you know, you need God to come into your heart and make you feel better.
So it's not sarcastic at all.
No, it's no, it is a lot term. Of times, but yeah. They've turned it into, you know, something sarcastic, and people use it that way most of the time, but it's hard to get people who aren't Southern to understand that every time somebody in the South says, bless your heart, they don't mean it as an insult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, what's your favorite way to say dumb without using the word dumb? I know you're full of like the Southern phrase. We just threw this up on social media at TJ Regan Show because bless your heart is one. He couldn't pour water out of a boat if he had the instructions on the heel or whatever that's called.
Yeah.
You know, do you have any of those that stand out?
Dim-witted is one that a lot of Southern people. Yeah, bless his heart. He is just so dim-witted.
Yeah. Lindsay, do you use any of those?
I always say they're not the brightest crayon in the box.
That's a good one.
I always say that.
That's a good one.
Dumb as a doorknob is one that my grandparents used to use. He's dumb as a doorknob.
Dumb as a doorknob. This is up on social media at TJ Regan Show. Like, what's your favorite way to call somebody dumb without calling them dumb? Maybe it's a phrase, or maybe it's just something you like to use. Like somebody said, hey, you're about as sharp as a marble. I like that one. His elevator doesn't go all the way up to the top floor. Much like Lindsay's a French fry short of a Happy Meal.
Yeah, a lot of Southerners still use that one.
Yeah. I don't get this one. Lisa said my grandpa used to say he couldn't wet a hole in the snow.
What is that? Well, wet is another way of saying pee. So he's so dumb he couldn't, or either he's just so weak, or, you know, he's so little he couldn't wet a hole in the snow.
Yeah. Lindsay said their cornbread isn't done in the middle. You heard that one?
Yeah.
Wisdom's been chasing you, but you've always been faster.
That's good. I like that.
You know, one of the best ones I've heard in a long, long time was Senator Kennedy from Louisiana the other day was talking about AOC.
He's always got a good one.
And he said, Representative Ocasio-Cortez is the reason we have instructions on the shampoo bottle.
That's actually hilarious.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.